Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
We get to interview a lot of really interesting people in this line of business. We often get to meet people who are quite famous. And we sometimes get a bit blasé about that, I think. And every now and then you bump into a really big celebrity that makes you all starstruck all over again and you forget what you were going to ask them, etc. I wonder if you've had celebrity encounters that you'd like to share with us. Who's the most famous person you ever met? And what were the circumstances? Was it in a completely unexpected setting? What did you say to them? Were you able to say anything to them, or did you just fall over your words and gush and blush and mumble, or did you just look straight ahead and pretend that you hadn't noticed them and then skinner with your friend as you walk past? I'd love to hear from you on 021-446-0567 or your SMSs to 31567. Tell us about the big celebrity meetings of your life. There's a reason I'm asking the question today in particular, because well, I don't know if it's hundreds or thousands of learners, but Oakland's high school today can claim two very special celebrity encounters, because two homegrown stars turned international talents paid a visit to the school this morning. I'm talking about actress Charlize Theron and comedian Trevor Noah. They popped into Oakland's high school early this morning to chat to the learners about making good life choices. What an opportunity for those kids. And we're delighted to have on the line the principal of Oakland's high school, Reza Patel. Reza, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It must have been a very exciting morning at the school.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, it was extremely exciting for my learners and for some of my staff as well, yes.
How did this come about? I mean, Charlize and Trevor don't just pop along and drop in for a visit unexpected. How did they come to be at your school?
Well, we work with an organization, an NGO called Life Choices, mm-hmm. and the Charlize Theron Foundation is one of the sponsors. So they did indicate to me some time ago that she would be visiting, but she did want the visit fairly private. Mm-hmm. And so they came along today, and they actually sat in on a presentation by one of the Life Choices presenters and actually participated in the lesson and did some clapping and dancing. And mm-hmm. so it was very inspirational, and I think my kids were a bit starstruck, in all honesty.
I'm sure I would have been as well. Reza, yes. I mean, what was the message that they were sharing with the learners this morning?
Well, I think it's about making good choices, you know, and the lesson was about that and about relationships and so on. And I think, Charlize Theron's final comment when she was asked to make one to the children was that she'd wish she'd had a teacher like Skosana who presented. Mm-hmm. Because, the kids, what he did just resonated with them. And so many of them are fall prey to all the social evil. So good decision making and good choices is critical for them, you know. Trevor, I must say, speaking is closer to Skosana and speaking about Soweto and which zone they come from, so he was quite engaged with the kids, yes.
Talk to me about the long-term impact you're going to have. I mean, obviously, it's inspiring to have somebody come there as a role model that you can look to, someone who came from an ordinary home like you and has made it to the height of their career. But what more do you think your learners will have got out of this morning's encounter?
Look, I think what's important is two things. One is that there is no limit for any child in South Africa, that they can really dream as big as they want to. And the second important lesson is that they must give back to their communities that they come from. And I think both of those individuals just exemplify that kind of thing for us. Mm. So, and that's why the visit was so special, I think. And my thanks must go out to Life Choices for, you know, they do work in a number of schools, and they actually chose my school. Mm. So that also, hopefully says something about my children, because they were quite well behaved.
Thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness, yeah. Well, I was in the room with them, so hopefully.
I was going to say, never mind the learners, what were the staff like? They must have been just as excited.
Well, I must say, I did have one or two teachers slip out of their room. They didn't know about it. They literally didn't know. I was sworn to confidentiality. So the staff didn't know, but when somehow they heard, I don't know how, but then one or two slipped out of their rooms to come and have a peek. They were all excited, yes.
Reza, we're so happy for you that the experience was such a special one for the school this morning. Thanks for making time to share a little glimpse of it with us. Appreciate it.
Yes, I wish you well.
Our best wishes to everyone at Oaklands High School. That was the principal, Reza Patel.